He was swimming all alone, never part of the pack, trying to get a little midnight snack, when all of a sudden he was under attack. He knew he had to fight back. Apex, gotta flex, stand strong, million years and glide him right along. He won't be killed. Oh shit, he's dead. Gonna haunt your ass and eat your head. Gonna haunt your ass and eat your head. Gonna haunt your ass and eat your head. Ghost Shark. Good evening and welcome to Gore, a horror podcast to keep you up at night. I'm the Wicked Kitten, always getting into mischief, and with me, as always, are my creepy co-hosts, the lovely Travis.
Hello.
The endearing, the ethereal Faye.
Hi.
And lastly, the dread you've been feeling since you hit play on this podcast, Dreadly.
Oh, hi there.
Here we are again. At the dance. No, not at the dance. At the beach. Right? Let's say the beach. Here we are again at the beach. Dancing. Dancing in a circle. In fire. In a fire of a circle. In a circle of people around the world. Join hands. Start a love train. Chain? Oh, love wait, chain or thought, love train? Wait. I, a love train is a different summoning. Thing.
Well, I mean, the song was Love Train, I think. Might have been Love Chain. Either way, I don't like either of those. Neither of those sounds great.
What? Leather chains and whips? Oh, wait.
No. Love Chain. Totally different thing.
We're not talking candle wax on the nipples. So, what you doing? What you watching? How you been, Travis?
I have been well. Work has been soul crushing, more so aww, lately than usual. Not really any specific reason. I'm just kind of like, I need to take some time off, and I haven't been able to because it hasn't worked out for me to be able to take days off, and I'm just kind of hitting that point. It's been a little while. No big deal. Like, honestly, I'm complaining about a job where I get to sit in my pajamas 10 feet from my bed all day. It's not really that bad. But
no.
I have been. I played some more of the Dark Side Detective. That was a lot of fun. And right. I've moved on to a new game because as of recording this, Baldur's Gate 3 has been released. Woo! And I'm playing the shit out of it. And it's way fun. I ran into a nasty bug the first day where I couldn't save my game. And I thought, oh, the game's syncing. No problem. So I just kept playing. And then later on, I noticed that it hadn't been auto-saving. And so I played for like 2 hours and had to scrap all of it.
Oh, no.
Because none of it would save and there was no way to save it. And yeah, so I'm going to start over my campaign that I'm going to do on my stream. So I'll start a new character there and just play all that again. No big deal. But I've been playing that. I got a wild hair to watch the Deadpool movies for whatever reason. I don't even know exactly how, but I ended up watching both of them in the past week. And they're
good.
I just have so much fun with those movies. They're so dumb and so good.
They're so much better than what they should be.
Really way better than they have any right to be. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is perfect for the role, but like the writing is spot on. I love Colossus. I've always loved the character of Colossus anyway, and to have him be just like the way they portray him in those movies, I love. Because it's just it fits perfectly tonally with the movies that they're doing. So I like that. Also, I went to the theater and I saw a scary movie. I went and saw with Faye.
Aww. Sorry.
Rude.
I'm jealous.
We went and saw Talk to Me, and it's really good. I'm just going to say that. I won't give anything away, but it did some things I didn't expect. It's hard to call it scary, but it's very creepy and really well made and impressive as a feature film debut from a couple of guys who got their start on YouTube.
Yeah, nice.
It even made me jump in some spots.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is saying a lot, people. Like, that's you don't understand the gravity of that sentence.
See, someday we got to go over, like, like scary movies and really the things about it, like that it's not actually scary, but like things that are like the jump scares and the creep factor and mm-hmm. things like that, that we could still call it like under the scary umbrella, but it's not like you were like in a corner crying or nothing.
Sure. And what I liked about this, I don't want to do too long of a review, but a quick review was it was very atmospheric. The performances are fantastic all the way through it. It has some layers to it that I kind of liked. It just has this, it's cool because it's one of these little indie horror movies, so it can do all sorts of stuff and not have to explain itself. And I kind of like that. So it's definitely worth seeing.
So should I go to the theater alone to watch it?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Go to the theater alone and watch it. You'll be perfectly fine. No problems whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Faye, what you wearing? Where you been?
Well, hey-o. If you must know, it's a nice swim dress.
Ooh.
Because we're going to the beach, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go. I wear like a lot of like I wear a bathing suit and cover up because, you know, I'm modest at the beach. Picture me like a woman in the 1920s going to the shore. You know, like a full suit of armor. So what you been up to?
Well, I mean, as Travis said, we went to go see Talk to Me. I also stayed and did a second showing of Haunted Mansion. It was cute. I mean, it wasn't, oh my God, mind-blowing, but I enjoyed it. I've also watched all of Twisted Metal on Peacock. I grew up on the games. I love it. And they did it justice. And I can't wait for next season.
There's clowns in that.
There is one, yes.
I didn't know that was Samoa Joe playing the clown, playing Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
That I love that. I know very little. Like, I remember the games. I played the games, but you're the first person I've heard really say anything about the show. So I'm glad to hear that it was enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, they injected a lot more humor, I think, than what it needed, but yeah, whatever. It's it still fit the tone. So, I mean, what are you going to do from a video game that you just shoot each other up with cars?
Right. There's not a game. Not a game deep in lore.
I've also caught up on Star Trek Strange New Worlds. The last episode was hilarious. Loved it. What other movies did I watch? I probably watched some other movies that I can't remember right now.
They made a lasting impact, I can tell.
I watch movies sometimes, I forget to write them down, and then I'm like, I know I watched something, and I don't remember anymore. You know what I learned, too? Also, like, people think I'm weird because I can pause a movie and then go back to it later, and they just think that that's weird for some reason. And I think I realized that that's part of my ADHD thing. Like, sometimes I need to take a break. Which is why going to the movies is a big deal for me. Like, when I go, I have to make sure that I'm never going to have to leave for the bathroom. I will never leave. I have to stay in my chair the entire movie. It's very, very important.
If she goes to the bathroom, she's not coming back. And you're like,
I can tell you there is one movie I have ever left to go to the bathroom. Because either the movie was bad enough or I had to go bad enough. And it was Silver Surfer. No explanation needed, I think.
Oh, no. Fair enough.
I'm the same way in that when I go to the theater, I do not want to leave the seat unless it's a emergency. Dune, unfortunately, I had to get up. And I was like 2 hours into that movie and I had miscalculated on my fluid intake prior to the movie. So I started feeling it at about a half an hour in and I'm like, oh, okay, we're fine. We're good. 2 hours in, I'm just white knuckling it on the seat and I'm like, I'm not good. I gotta go or it's going to get messy. And I did. And It's fine because I went back and saw it a second time, so no big deal. But
so two movies: Knock at the Cabin.
Oh.
Mm.
And Dolls.
Oh, Dolls.
Yep. Hmm. One from the '80s.
Dolls. Oh, okay.
I want to watch Dolls. Yeah.
They just added it to Shudder.
Yeah, that's why I saw that, and I wanted to watch that.
It's a Charles Band movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, that says a lot. That tells me what I need to know right there.
That's why I said it.
So impressions of Knock at the Cabin, you know, no story, no whatever, just was it any good? Was it worth watching?
It was worth watching. Okay. Definitely worth watching. I did enjoy it. And I really don't want to say anything because I don't want to spoil it.
Well, no, don't say anything. The reason I ask if you think it's worth watching is I don't hate Night Shyamalan films.
I do.
Feel like one of his films.
And I really like Dave Bautista as an actor, and I think that he is very good. Yeah. And so I want to have this not be dragged down by the director. And if you enjoyed it enough to say it's worth watching, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's worth watching, and it did not feel like one of his movies.
The twist was there was no cabin.
Stop it. I don't even want to think about what the twist would be, if there is a twist or if there's not a twist. I don't want to think about
it. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I did, so, you know, I liked the elevator movie with the devil or whatever, that one. What was it called, Devil?
Yes, it was called Devil.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good movie. That didn't really feel like him either, but
I haven't even watched that one.
It's a very simple premise movie. Well, and I like those.
He didn't direct that.
No? Did he write that? Produced,
he helped produce it and he wrote it.
Okay. Well, then he wrote it, but that's enough.
Well, co-wrote it, but yeah. Yeah.
Anything else, Faye?
I mean, Takashi's Castle. That was great. I enjoyed that. But that's nostalgia.
Nostalgia's good. Keeps us young.
But, you know, that's not horror. That's reality TV.
It depends on who you talk to.
Reality TV?
Do you ever watch MXC?
No, I don't even know what that is.
There was a show on Spike, the Spike Network, called Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. And what they did was they took an old Japanese game show called Takeshi's Castle.
Oh.
And they redubbed all of it. So they gave the character, you know, they created characters, made all these voices for it. But the game show was just putting people through these like weird physical challenges. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant. It's such a brilliant, like the Takeshi's Castle itself is already brilliant, but then adding in MXC added this layer of, it was sort of like C-Lab 2021, taking something older and just putting a spin on it and adding humor. And, but then you said, Faye, I think that the new version of Takeshi's Castle, it's more similar to, like, they kind of took some inspiration maybe.
Yeah.
If you remember the game show,
not a lot.
Wipeout on ABC was very influenced by Takeshi's Castle. So you had like things where there would be like these big, cylinders that they would have to run across, but they rotate. And so the people would make it like three quarters of the way over, and then they'd lose their footing and fall into a pool of water.
Think of real life Fall Guys.
Yeah. If you've ever seen the game Fall Guys, it's that, but with human beings.
Sounds fun. I don't know what to say to end this.
That sounds very meh.
It is on Amazon Prime.
It's actually a lot of fun. It really
yes. is. Go check that out on Amazon Prime. Dreadly. How have you been? And what are you doing? What are you watching? How you been?
I was just seeing how long you would go.
Just waiting until you
Well, I managed to finish Baldur's Gate 2 just in time for the release of Baldur's Gate 3. I did not have time for Throne of Baldur, so I'll have to go back to that post Baldur's Gate 3. So, in a couple of years. Yeah, also started Baldur's Gate 3, and first impressions of that game is that it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's also penises in there.
I'm in.
And you
must. Oh, yeah. I clicked hide clothes option by accident there, and that was a penis. There was a penis.
That's a penis.
And there's also stuff in the game that, I did not expect. I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah. I'll enjoy playing through that game for the next many, many hours. So that's all my gaming, actually. Yay. Yeah. As for shows, I finally watched the last season of Ted Lasso, which, that's a good show. So if you have Apple TV Plus and you haven't watched it yet, definitely do it.
I don't, but I also haven't watched it yet. What should I do?
Don't watch it. Mm-hmm.
Someday I will watch an episode of that show. At least.
Everybody keeps saying it's so good, and it's like, all right, yeah, but now I'm thinking too much about it.
It's way too good. Like, it has no, it shouldn't be like this
Community.
Good.
It's like Community. I won't watch Community because everybody keeps telling me how freaking great it is.
And yet you'll watch Community. I'll make sure you do.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, I've seen 30 Rock about 3 times all the way through. Don't ask me why.
Why?
Because I like the show.
But yeah. We also had our Patreon monthly movie night where we watched The Legacy.
Ooh, yeah. That was chosen by our patron, Rev.
Which was a movie that, while it had like a 19% Rotten Tomatoes, it's better than that. It's not good. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's good, but it's better than 19%. It's like,
yeah, it's definitely old school. It's slow. You know, the kids today aren't gonna appreciate it, but us old fogies, well, some of us. I'm guessing not Faye. I don't remember how she felt about it, but
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I know sometimes if stuff's like kind of a slow burn and whatnot, it might be.
It just depends on how the slow burn is. And this one, I mean, while it was a slow burn, it had things happening throughout it, which was fine.
Yeah, plus it had the supernatural aspect, and I know you love that.
And it had a shirtless Sam Elliott, so I mean, it's not to love.
And it had a lot of cats.
He's no Robert Forrester, but he sure. Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Alligator Robert Forrester. Mwah.
Sorry, Sam Elliott at any age over Alligator Robert Forrester. Personally.
Look.
It's just me.
Look, older Robert Forrester versus older Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott wins. I'm just saying.
Duh.
If we're going for late 70s, early 80s, I'm taking Robert Forrester.
All right, that's fine.
You can have him.
Thank you.
Just going to have to develop a time machine.
Anything else from you, Wesley?
No, that's about it. I have apparently not been watching a lot of things.
Too much Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah. I miscalculated some parts of Baldur's Gate 2, so I was very... I had to play extra long to finish it. Oh, yeah. We watched Sharksploitation, which gave me lots of ideas about shark movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a great, great documentary on the Shudder app. Shudder. They could sponsor us. They don't, but they could.
They should.
Yeah, they should. Hey, that's what I just said. It's a great little short documentary. It shows a lot of scenes from different shark type movies, and Go watch it on Shudder. I don't think I talked about that I watched, I rewatched Deep Blue Sea, did I?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Maybe we did talk about sharksploitation last episode then.
Possible. Because
we watched that before I watched Deep Blue Sea in the order of operations. Or no, maybe we didn't. I don't remember. It's fine. Anyway. let's see. I rewatched Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which isn't a horror movie, but I just wanted you to know that I watched that. You're welcome. I rewatched The Wraith, which is one of my favorite, like, 80s quirky horror movies with just such a fun soundtrack. Ugh, so good. We got to do great that on the show. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great to see all those people so young. We're definitely going to cover that on the show at some point in the future. But it was nice to revisit. We watched a movie called Ouija Shark. Which I'm going to go on record on this episode as saying that is the worst ghost type shark movie I have ever seen in my life. It is so bad. It is so bad. It makes the movie we're going to talk about later better. It is so bad. Do not so watch.
Be careful about what it. You say about this movie or.
I'm just saying, look, I don't know how to explain the difference between the two movies. Like,
can't be any worse than Things Killing.
I would rather you don't.
Yeah. I'd rather you don't. Okay, so Ouija Shark is better than Thanksgiving. That's all I'll say. There's the order of operations. Okay, but the other movie that I watched was The Last Shark. It is actually a Riff Trax movie. So at least I can have a little bit of fun with it. It is a really, really bad shark movie. Italian shark exploitation movie. From the 70s. After Jaws, it is basically like Jaws, and it is so ridiculous. I hope we cover that next year or something, because that movie is just, it's spectacularly bad and bananas. Just the special effects alone are, you won't believe it until you see it, basically. So bad.
Much like the teeth on this shark.
Oh, everyone was trying to do a shark movie, I swear to God.
Well, yeah. Jaws was big. We gotta copy it.
Jaws. Rawr! Don't make the shark growl at you. I think it's about that time to peek around that corner and give you some of the highlights of horror news.
Well, first movie that got a trailer, and it's not about a rebranded Twitter, but it's about Saw X, the 10th Saw movie.
Incredible.
Is that counting the
apparently
one that's
yes.
Rock? Okay.
Apparently, yes, for some reason. I don't know. Spiral from the books of Saw.
Jigsaw and Spiral are included.
Well, Jigsaw, I understand when you.
Yeah, Jigsaw makes sense. Spiral doesn't.
But yeah.
I have not watched the trailer yet. I've just been busy with other stuff, but I saw that Tobin Bell is in it. How?
Oh, yeah.
How?
He's been in all of them.
He wasn't in Spiral.
Well, no, he wasn't in Spiral. Like we said, Spiral doesn't count, though.
But didn't his character die, like, in the third one or something?
Yes.
Spoilers! But yeah.
I watched the first movie, and I stopped after that, so.
Aw, we'll do all of them.
But, like, the first one was good. You think you would have at least tried
no,
the
okay.
second one.
Like, Saw, the first Saw is really good. It's just, I didn't need more of that, and I know when I see that they're putting out a sequel every year,
yeah,
I know exactly what's happening, which is that they took all the wrong lessons from what made the first one popular and making the movies like that. And I did not care. So
y'all like them.
Look, anyways, I went and I watched the second one. I went and I watched the third one. I went and I watched the fourth one. I went and I watched the fifth one. And then I fell off. I kept making the mistake, Travis.
They're good.
Mistake, so I didn't have to.
Saw movies are good. There's no bad one.
I mean, they do get worse as they go on. But I did.
Actually, they get worse and then they get better again. They're a bit fast and furious, basically.
I skipped like 6 and 7, I think, and then I went into Jigsaw, and that was really good.
Yeah, Jigsaw was good.
And then Spiral was really bad.
We don't talk about Spiral. That doesn't
so count. Bad.
I think either way, I'm getting attention somehow.
This one looks very good. Get really hyped with the trailer. It's coming out soon because they moved it forward, and so it's coming out in September somewhere. But yeah, also it's not really a spoiler because the trailer is about what it is. It's basically a prequel-y thing. So they just, it's in the timeline in the beginning somewhere.
Sure, that always works out well.
Yeah. I think they did well. So.
All right. Dead by Daylight is getting an edition of Alien.
Woo!
So now xenomorphs can kill Nicolas Cage in your Dead by Daylight.
Yay!
Yep. From the trailer that the teaser that they put up, they were showing scenes of the Nostromo, mm-hmm. as well as the alien. So it looks like it's a location stuff, and they,
yeah,
nothing much is said. They said more information is going to be known next week. Or
yeah, I think it was like August 8th.
Oh, last week.
Like yep. yeah. From this recording, but yeah.
As of this recording, we only...
As we're recording next week, when you hear this last week.
And
it's okay, also, time is an illusion. Lunchtime,
I'm excited. I keep saying I'm going to play, and I have the game. I have all the DLC. I just have to... I want to get a group and like do it. A group that won't leave me to die.
If only we had 4 people somewhere.
Yeah.
Who own the game. mm-hmm.
In other news, they announced that In Search of Darkness is going to be doing the 90s now. Woo! So they're going to, it sounds like they're mm-hmm. gearing up for another trilogy, this time with the 90s. So I can't wait. The first one is going to be 90 to 94. Let's go. Nice. Great horror during that time.
Some of the best documentary stuff I've ever seen in my life.
It's really an impressive documentary series. It really is.
And I'm a huge fan of the 80s. So I was in love with, you know, those. I'm interested to see the 90s. Because there's probably a lot of stuff that I've forgotten about from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I would not doubt Full Moon Entertainment being a lot of them.
yeah. I would like to see them do the 70s. But I don't know if they'll ever get there or if they want to do that. But that would be an interesting one, too, if they go back a little bit next time. You know.
They might. You never know.
I'll keep watching them.
Yeah.
And last, but certainly not least, there was another trailer for a movie that I'm very excited about, and it's called Slaughterhouse. And it is Slaughterhouse, like Slaughterhouse. Animal.
Yeah. Sloth.
You know, my favorite animal sloth. In the world.
yes, it is basically like, it's who you would be if you were an animal.
Oh, yeah. So it's about a sloth, and it's going to kill people in high-speed chases or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll definitely watch it.
Oh, yes.
The sloth was moving very fast.
well, maybe he sped up the movie. Like, I don't know.
Sloths are adorable.
Or maybe it took some speed. Who knows?
Look, How many killer monkey sloth movies did we get in the 80s? It's time the sloth got a movie.
I'm confused. Like, why is this not a movie that already happened? Like, look at them. They have claws. They're like, you know?
Because they move at a pace of about, I don't know, feet per minute. Like,
yes, like every good horror movie villain, they just walk slowly and they just teleport to you and kill you.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the best movie of the year. I'm already saying so.
Oh, God. It's coming out this year?
It's coming out soon.
Yeah, I mean, why would they hold back, right?
True. Did last episode, did we talk about the Exorcist trailer?
Yes.
No. Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I remember talking about it.
Oh, we put the one in.
Yeah, I think we talked about
it. We dropped the news, but then we put one in there. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the one before, I thought.
Oh, I don't know anymore. Time is weird.
Because the trailer I saw was like only a week or two ago.
Maybe we didn't.
Hold on, let me go look. What was the movie we did last week?
7:25 is when I posted, when I shared it.
We just talked about Rebirth last week. You want to talk about Exorcist?
Yeah, I mean, there's a trailer out now for Exorcist Believer. Is that what it was? I think so. It's a Blumhouse production, and it's David Gordon Green, who...
Yeah.
Fresh off of his Halloween trilogy, going back and doing another legacy sequel, kind of a direct sequel to the first Exorcist, and they're bringing back Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah.
And it looks interesting. I had a debate with some people over whether or not it was going to live up to the original, and that's an impossible task, but it looks like a damn good horror movie coming out. And if you're into possession horror at all, I mean, obviously The Exorcist is the granddaddy of that, but David Gordon Green, I think, does decent stuff. So this could be interesting. It was also, instead of one girl, it was two. Just from the trailer, it looks creepy as shit. So,
creepy girls, my line. Yay. Creepy girls. Yeah. I love it.
I definitely have more faith in some of these legacy sequels coming out now. But I will say that I've never seen the second one, which people say is terrible, but I love that third Exorcist movie.
It is underrated. I mean,
yeah,
it got unfairly like lampooned or lambasted early on. It's better than people gave it credit for. George C. Scott is awesome. Brad Dourif.
Yeah.
Jason Miller, bringing all of them in.
That acting. And it's creepy as hell.
But yeah, this is a direct sequel, The Exorcist Believer. And if you can watch the trailer, be ready for it to give you some creepy images. Definitely got that going on. Mm-hmm. But looks interesting. And like I said, I like David Gordon Green overall. I think there were divisive thoughts on the Halloween trilogy that he made. I didn't hate them. And I think that there were things that could have been done differently, but I get where he was going with it. But I think that he can do a pretty good job with Exorcist. So that'll be out, I want to say later October? This year or early next year. I don't remember.
I think it's October.
October 13th. So
yeah. Friday the 13th. I remember talking about it back in January of the...
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep.
It was to look out for, because I'm excited. Possession movies scare the absolute shit out of me. Let's be honest. You guys get rattled by home invasion? I'm all about the possession. I don't like it when they're in my body. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
Oh, look, possession movies are creepy. No doubt about that.
And now for tonight's feature presentation.
Previously on Gore.
Ooh, it's so long.
Well, after what happened last year, I figured we'd better be prepared this time.
I still can't believe we got attacked by those sea sky sharks.
They're just called sharks.
Meanwhile, at Shark headquarters.
See, the humans have prepared for us this time.
Indeed. They seem to be more intelligent than we first anticipated.
You're gonna need a bigger shark.
And now the epic finale.
No. That's just what they'll expect us to do.
Then what do you propose?
Something they won't see coming.
So I guess glowfish are out of the question.
What about Nemo?
Would you stop clownfishing around?
Nah, you're cracking me up.
Sorry, I'm just squidding.
Okay. Let's just ink about it.
I caught it! Fetch me Jasper!
Holy crab! You're sending in the friendly ghost shark?
Tune in next year for more jaws-dropping stories on Gore.
Ghost Shark is a 2013 supernatural monster film directed for the Siffy Channel, because that's what I'm going to call it until they change it back, directed by Griff First. So not Griff Second? Sorry, I'm in pun mode now. It stars Richard Mall, Mackenzie Rosman. Did you know Mackenzie Rosman was one of the younger children on Seventh Heaven? And she's in this Ghost Shark movie? And then the next youngest kid, David Gallagher, he was in Boogeyman 2. And then Beverly Mitchell, who was the next oldest kid, she was in Saw 2. And then Jessica Biel, who was the next oldest kid, she was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake. And also in Blade Trinity. We're going to count that as horror anyway. And then the next oldest child, or the oldest child, Barry Watson, he was in the original Boogeyman. And then the mother, Catherine Hicks, was in Child's Play. Isn't that just so interesting? That almost all the kids, we're not including the twins from later on.
Yeah, the twins, they were in this thing called Seventh Heaven.
Yeah,
that's all they did. Show. That's all they did.
But I thought that was amazing when I looked that up. And that's the most interesting thing that I can say about this movie. But how do you feel about this movie, Travis?
Okay, so look, if you can suspend your disbelief enough and concede that sharks are just these like super petty creatures that care when someone just shoots at them in the water. Okay, not hits them, just shoots at them for taking a fish, doing what sharks do, eating. You disregard the cheap effects, and you try not to pay too much attention to the acting or what passes for a story on it. Then this movie's fucking awful, and it's just it bored me so much the whole time. What I couldn't figure out is why this movie was like 9 hours long. That was the thing that just threw me.
Like it.
It's nine hours?
So goddamn long. It's an hour and 24 minutes. And I kid you not, five different times I looked and I'm like, how is only 10 minutes gone by? Like, what is happening to me here? And it's just, I get making campy movies. I get making intentionally campy stuff. We've talked about that before. It can be fun sometimes. This one, just if it wasn't for Richard Mall and the fact that I didn't have to pay to watch it, I would have been super upset at this movie. Richard Mall is like the only thing worthwhile in it to me at all.
Agreed. 100%.
I got a lot of notes and a lot of them are just like, what's going on? What's happening? Why are they? Why is the mayor suddenly insane on the boat? Like, just because, I guess. Because, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I looked.
In defense of the mayor, he was smarter than the mayor in Jaws.
Was he, though?
Not in the beginning, but he did get smarter. Oh, no.
He did get smarter. He went, oh, the shark is actually, there is actually a shark. Get it. Not the, oh, pretend there isn't anything.
And then, you know, I did look at the director, Griff First, which is just a wonderful name. And he got his start with The Asylum, which says a lot.
The movie The Asylum?
No, the company The Asylum, making in 2000. He's an actor as well. Yeah. His first directorial debut was in 2007 when I Am Legend was coming out. Asylum did their version of it called I Am Omega. He directed that and went on to do such wonderful films as Universal Soldiers.
the sequel.
100 million BC. This one I love the title of Wolves Bane. Right? Not Wolf's Bane. Wolves Bane. 30 Days to Die. Lake Placid 3.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You know,
we're gonna
and
watch eventually.
Swamp Shark, Arachnoquake. And then he made this one and has continued on. His last thing he did was Nightmare Shark in 2018.
I feel like he might be in the stable of directors for Syfy.
I feel like yes.
And sharks.
When you're peaking your films at like a 4.6 on IMDb again, this isn't the shit that gets gamed on Rotten Tomatoes for audience score or anything like that. These are usually I can trust IMDb scores. When you top out below a 5, that's not good. That's bad. Because even the shit is usually doing a little bit better than that. It really was down to just being boring and like they didn't know what they wanted to do.
There was a little bit of a story, but yeah. I can see the little icons of thoughts, but nothing really bringing them together.
No. No, not really. So, like I say, if it wasn't for Richard Mall, I might have tapped out on this one.
Why don't you just roll into the rest of your thoughts, Faye? Because that's basically.
I agree. I saw his name come up in the credits on the screen and went, "Ooh, Bull! Yay!" And then watched the movie.
Then things got started. It went downhill quickly.
I couldn't stop laughing over the shark's teeth. The lower jaw teeth were horrible.
Yeah.
Look, shark dental plans are not that good. So you shouldn't make fun of it.
It was a hillbilly shark, right? That's why he got killed by hillbillies at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Is it hillbillies or rednecks?
Oh, they did say rednecks. Technically, I would say Florida. On the ocean is probably more redneck than hillbilly. Hillbilly's more Appalachia.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess it was Florida, and I only know that because there was a license plate on one of the cars that was a Florida license plate. When the 12-year-old kid got into the Mustang and drove it around the corner so that he could hang out at the bikini car wash.
Yeah.
That was the best scene.
And that was the other thing too, is like, it's a sci-fi, Syfy, made for TV movie. So it can't even do what movies like this should be able to do, which is just go like super over the top and be like, you can tell that they wanted to make it very titillating, right? And all the girls in their bikinis and like really, really gory effects and all that. But then it's a made for TV movie. So that it's just like 2 second shots of a girl soaping up a car, and then you got to cut away to something else. And it's like, it wants to be USA Up All Night, but it's sci-fi Saturday afternoon.
Aw. Yeah, it is. Syfy.
They had fun using the cut the person in half effect.
Oh, yeah.
That was used like everywhere.
Sharks can't do that much.
Red, you want to roll into your opinions?
Look, this movie was both better and worse than I expected. It probably helped that we did watch Ouija Shark a couple of days earlier, and that looked like it was filmed on, I don't know,
an iPhone or something. A bad iPhone.
Worse. Yeah, bad iPhone. An Android phone. Hi, Claire. This movie actually looked like it was filmed in a decent way. It looked like
parts of it did. Well, other parts filmed, of it looked
but
really
film
poor.
TV decent. Can we say TV movie decent?
Right, it was not crap. Like, Yeah.
It was. It definitely looked better than what we.
It looked like a movie. Let's say that, not like some amateur, snuff movie thing. Whatever. I enjoyed the first hour or so, and then it went on a bit too long because there were some weird things happening, like the lighthouse dude being in his basement with them, and then suddenly he's going away on his boat to go back to the basement after they escape. But like, why did he leave to begin with? Just to come back. And he was doing weird things, also like hating them and then suddenly helping them. And there was like, what?
Well, because his wife,
I don't know anymore.
His dead wife showed up in the, I guess it knocked over her urn, and then she appeared in the cloud of, I don't know. Cause I asked myself the same question, like, wait, why did he ride in a boat out to the boat?
Yeah.
And just go back and read the book.
That was like, when? So I felt like there was some padding there, or they forget some scenes that explain things.
Cause that's what this movie needed, was padding.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was only an hour and a half, right? Like, it felt longer, but it was only an longer. Hour and a half.
Don't you love it?
Commercials.
Yeah, that too. You love a movie that gives you like more hours in a day? Because you didn't spend 9 hours, but you felt like you lived 9 hours longer than you did.
But it was 9 hours they didn't want to be alive.
It's an hour and a half that I lost to this movie. Because I had
seven and a half hours.
But I had notes here consecutively that are, why is the mayor insane? Why is he grabbing shotgun shells for a rifle? Followed by, oh, you can tell this is made for TV.
Oh, I saw that. Because there's
commercial break fade outs.
Yep.
Like he's got a bolt action. I'm not one of those that like has to go super hardcore and like, well, that's a gun that can only do blah, blah, blah. Like I have friends that do that. That's fine. But he's picking up shotgun shells that are larger than the barrel of the rifle that he was shooting at or he was aiming at the sheriff.
But it's made for TV. Nobody will notice.
All right. Sure. I'm going to give my opinion and say that, the only reason that I can say that this movie probably wasn't that bad is because I did watch Ouija Shark before it. And it really did affect ghost type sharks.
Okay, but if Ouija Shark is worse than this, I won't watch it. Like, I will veto that from the show, or I will not be on that episode, is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I have standards.
Do you see Dredd's face? Much. Like, he's staging a coup in his mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he is. I know he is.
He's like...
We won't do Ouija Shark on this show. We'll just skip
Shark
it
two,
and go
out.
To Ouija Shark 2 immediately. Yes. There you go.
Look, like, here's the thing. Like... I don't know. Like, there were some good scenes, and that is what I enjoyed in the movie. I am a child of SIFI back when it was sci-fi, and I remember watching all those crappy movies as a kid.
I remember screaming about them being on instead of showing good shows.
I had a thing for all of these, like, you know, the shark octopus versus the tarantula with Teddy Grahams in his pocket or whatever. Like, it was I was young and I liked them.
You can't make a shark movie without having references to Jaws, right? Like, it's it's not allowed. If you make a shark movie that doesn't reference Jaws at some point, your movie never actually gets released. Like, it just, the triumvirate won't let that happen. The two that I noticed for this were obviously Smile, You Son of a Bitch, mm-hmm. which they wasted in the first 5 minutes of the movie. But the other one was Flopsy Cottontail, the kid with all the hair. What the hell was his name? Blaze? Blaze, I think. I don't remember.
I didn't care to remember anyone's name.
I think I only remember that because it's like I've never heard that name before. His truck was a Ford Bronco, but with the top taken off of it. And yeah. I think they were just trying to be like the Chevy Silverado or Suburban with the top taken off of it in Jaws.
Because like, talked about that, like when we talked about Jaws 2. That's so funny. Because I was going to ask you because I wasn't sure. I was like, it looks like that.
Yeah, it was an old Bronco, and they took the topper off of it. And I'm like, oh, come on. Come on, guys, really.
You mentioned another one, right? About biting in the ass. It'll bite you in the ass if you don't, whatever.
Did I?
No. Monica did.
Oh. What did I do?
You noticed that when the Seventh Heaven girl was like yelling at the police or whatever.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She was yelling after him and saying, you're going to ignore this until it bites you in the ass, which is exactly what Matt Hooper says to the mayor. He's like, this is a problem that you're going to ignore until it swims up and bites you in the ass. And she does like the exact same thing when she's trying to convince them. And I'm just like, wow. If I had not just seen, it's one of my favorite lines because I love Richard Dreyfuss's. Look at, we're already talking about Jaws now. Richard Dreyfuss's.
Anyway, back to the better movie.
Shut up. Don't even. That's not even funny.
Look, it had a couple of good scenes, okay? The dude that drinks water and suddenly there's a shark inside him that splits him in half.
That
was good,
scene.
Okay?
Let's be honest. Come on.
It has good ideas.
Three good deaths.
The conceit was that it can manifest in any amount of water.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as he left that room and the guy gets up and walks out of the room and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Who's this character that we're just meeting now? Obviously, he's going to die. Oh, he's walking towards the water cooler. All right, how's this going to play out? And I'll tell you, not how I thought it was going to go.
Yep.
Drinking a sip of water and then splitting in half from a ghost shark ripping out of you. Not how I thought that was going to go. No. Also, took a lot longer for that to happen. Did the shark like manifest the size of a water droplet and just have to continue growing? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Unlike Ouija Shark, which didn't need water to haunt people.
Oh, even better.
But those people deserve to die. But you know what it's time for? Please,
the 13!
The 13 is a specially cultivated list of tropes or favorite things from horror movies. This might change or be adjusted as time moves on in real time because this is real life and this is not a movie.
It wasn't a movie.
So if anyone gives me that it was a movie, you're wrong.
We're past that part.
Number one, Kitty Cat. No.
Just a shark.
There's a shark. We should add that in there. Kitty cat or shark.
It was also not thrown. Well, it was. It was flying. I don't know.
The shark?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was like, wait a minute. There was no cat. Sure. It was floating, I guess you would say, right? Number two, Volkswagen. But we mentioned the car that kind of looks like is the Jaws. Jaws' car from the first Jaws movie. Yeah, the one that he drives into the ocean.
Well, it was a nice Mustang in there, driven by, as Travis said, a 13-year-old or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how. Good for him. But, yeah.
Good for him. Which, that scene, apparently, he was like, the window was open, the window wasn't. It was like changing between shots.
You always do a car wash with two windows open. Like,
of course.
You gotta.
I was literally screaming about that. Why the frick's the window down? The inside of that car.
Scary location. Number three. Scary location, time of the year. Sci-fi channel. Siffy channel. Sorry. Siffy channel. Mm-hmm. That's the scary
Siffy channel and with the worst looking ocean water I have ever seen.
Where did they actually
that first scene where they're taking the jet skis around and all of that? That water was so brown and so gross. I'm like, why would you swim in that? It had to have been. It had to have been a lake. That was not the ocean. It was bad.
Yeah. Also, it's, you know, beach in the summer and whatnot. So there you go.
But also, a cave that looks like a vagina.
Cave that looks like a vagina, but also it's like the pet cemetery cave vagina, whatever. Because, you know,
bring which I guess back. Only brings back the shark, even though they keep talking about how it brings stuff back. But like none of the villagers, the wife, like none of that was a thing. They got rid of all, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe they walk away because they're human. The shark just doesn't know what to do.
I guess
it said something sharks. About anger being the catalyst. So who knows?
Oh. Number four.
Plot.
Maybe they'll explain it to us in the sequel.
Fuck.
There is a sequel.
Number four. Meta horror. Fourth wall breaks. Mentioning the title.
Yes.
Ghost shark. They say it. Pet cemetery is my meta thing because it's, you know, it's basically that. It's also Jaws. But I give this the meta stupid award.
No, but there was one great little wall break. So at one point they're researching or something. They go to an article that talks about the wife.
Oh, yes.
On a website. Oh, this is like, did you pause? Did anyone pause?
No.
Okay. Because there were like little stories on the right side. And no.
Can I tell the story?
Mine.
No, but I'm not going to get to that part. You can read that part. I just want to say that we're watching the movie and Dredd goes, I'm going to pause it to read this. Now you can go ahead.
Yes, because usually in movies they might put some little funny things in there, like little Easter eggs or whatever. So I start reading them and they're like, it's fine. And then I come
alligator
to the second
attacks
to
Louisiana swamps, ex-government scientists control weather.
Yes. And then I come to the second to last one, which I shall now read. People watching science fiction movie pause screen to read unimportant text.
And we and died laughing.
I just killed me.
We just died. I was like, oh my God.
Because I start reading it like the other ones and I get like halfway when it starts like movie pause and I'm like, oh shit. No, they didn't. They did.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they got you.
They know me.
That was a good one. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well done, filmmakers. Well done.
They had one good idea.
Number five, archetype characters, Crazy Rough and Friday the 13th, Randy from Scream. Surprised we don't have any Jaws archetype.
We had crazy old guy that nobody believes, but he has some loose tie to whatever events are going on now. In this case,
he's kind of like Crazy Ralph, right?
Drunk
and widowy.
Yeah.
Also, did anyone else not expect him to tell you that he killed his wife? Like, I thought it was going to be an accident or something, and he's like, "No, I killed her." And I'm like, "What? Wait a minute. What? You have no redeeming qualities."
I'll give them. That's the one bit of credit I will give them is that is something that never happens. It's the trope of, you know, I didn't actually kill her. It was an accident. And here it's just like, I did it.
Yeah.
It was like, I wasn't in my right mind and she may never forgive me. I don't know. But I was like, whoa, okay. Again, didn't see that coming. Much like shark ripping out of a guy after he drank water. Wasn't expecting that outcome. Mm-hmm.
Rednecks on a Boat. Is that one of those archetype characters? And Stupid
that
Kids.
Brought guns on a boat to go fishing.
Those people.
That's not that abnormal. You've been out fishing.
Well, and in the end, they should have brought a bigger gun. So.
I also thought it was weird that the dude that tried to stop them from killing the shark, he still got killed anyway. That was a little sad.
That shark didn't care about anything. He killed indiscriminately.
Absolutely.
And gained better killing powers.
Number 6. Pointless boobies, weird wangs, moonies, Fanny. Nope.
No, but TV movie.
Bikini Car Wash.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the sexiest car wash ever.
That was the least sexy thing I've ever watched.
No, there was one less sexier in Wheezy Shark.
Well, in part because, again, you never got more than like 3 seconds of footage before they'd cut away. You'd see some people cleaning the car, and then they'd cut away to like a wheel, and then they'd come back, and then they'd cut away to a bucket. It's like, what is happening here? Oh, standards and practices. That's what.
Well, to be fair, all the shots they did for the car were the sexiest shots because that was a nice car.
It was also weirdly the kids that they run into that are, playing in the fire hydrant.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a trope. But the one kid had shorts that were like 2 sizes too big. So he just kept having to adjust and like pull them up. It was weird.
I like that they killed kids, though. So that subverts those tropes.
I did like that.
Into other tropes. I don't know what to do anymore. These tropes go both ways. Giggity. Number 7. Telling, retelling the legend and or establishing the movie's rules, breaking Randy's rules. Technically, I guess the rule is stay away from water. No? Do they learn that eventually? Somewhere halfway?
Well, they gotta tell the legend of what happened in the cave. You get that from the guy at the museum who had top billing in the movie for some reason.
He's great, by the way. I don't know. Well, I enjoyed him.
But he's top billed in the movie, with number 2 being the wife who we saw in like once, I think. I don't know. I whatever.
Was this alphabetically or something? Or
because like I went to write like who is in the movie, like I do, oh, this is the movie and these are the people. And there was just no clear way to say it. And I'm like, the main girl is literally like all the way at the bottom or the next page.
It must be. Looks like it is alphabetical. So.
Aha. Logic.
But it was dumb.
And reading from the book, how to stop the ghosts. You got to kill it with a talisman made from whatever killed it, which didn't work.
Well, because that wasn't the arrow wasn't what killed the shark anyway. It was the grenade that got thrown in its mouth, exploded. That's what finally done killed the shark. Even though after that it was able to swim away to the vagina cave, where it then expired and became a ghost. The rules in this movie are weird, okay? Is all I'm saying.
Which, when you see the shark in that cave, it's still whole. The head is still there. The mouth is still there.
Yeah. Also, the first time he walked into the cave and he saw the shark there, it took me a second to realize what he was looking at. Because it didn't look like a shark. I'm like, what? Why is he? Oh, that's supposed to be the dead shark. Okay.
Sure, why not? Number 8, dance sequence, montage sequence, flashbacks. I guess the bikini car wash is a montage, right? Of bikini car wash.
Kinda.
Kinda?
I mean, it's as close as we're going to get.
And it's also close to a dance sequence, I guess.
Because they're kind of just like dancing and flirting and cleaning the car and whatnot.
And then half off.
And sucked into a bucket.
That's another fun kill. I like seeing someone's legs coming out of a bucket. That's interesting. Uh-huh.
What? Okay.
The kills in this were just weird.
Amazing, you mean? Yes.
They.
Uh-huh.
Number 9. Scary score, spooky soundtrack.
There was a soundtrack? There
was yeah.
In a word? In a word, no.
Something was playing when the girls were washing the car, but...
Nothing memorable.
As much as I complain about things like the best times of our lives, that's at least music. And that's at least something that I remember, whether I want to or not. I remember.
Who knew you'd start to feel that way?
You've broken me.
Partially broken. The entire point of the show.
Good.
Number 10. That scared the shit out of me. Jump scares, one last scare, and other creepy shit. The slip and slide. Sorry. The slip and slide.
I giggled at that. I knew that was coming.
When we were kids, and that commercial would come on, and I'm pretty sure most kids did this, we would sing it like this. We'd be like, you run, you slide, you hit the bump, and then you die.
Yep.
It's supposed to be dive, but you would die, because that's, you're going to die. Like, that is the stupidest, most dangerous thing you could go on. And I don't know anyone who had a lawn that didn't have, like, rocks or tree branches, or not branches, but roots.
That's why you clean that shit up before you lay it out.
And we also have, like, hills, kind of. So, like, anywhere we put it, you would slide them too far the wrong way. Yes, my brothers had that. I did not go on that. That was just dangerous.
Well, I'm just going to take a guess at one thing that scared the shit out of Travis. And it is watching this movie and looking at the time and seeing only 10 minutes have passed.
I thought I had slipped into some sort of weird, like, temporal vortex. I'm like, how? How is it only 10 minutes? That can't be.
But yeah, nothing scary in this, let's be honest.
Yeah, I did like that the one girl was being attacked as she ran from the rain and into that little stand type thing. And then the shark just, for some reason, just couldn't get her. And then 2 seconds later, it's jumping, well, more like 5 hours later, it's jumping from one spot to another through water and attacking somebody. It's like, why couldn't it just do that to her?
Plot yeah. Armor.
The writers did not want it to happen.
Yeah. No, it needs logic, damn it. Stick to the same logic.
Quit bringing your logic to a movie called Ghost Shark.
Number 11. Someone does stupid shit or Ghost Shark. Or name your favorite trope.
Yeah. Everything the kids did in this entire movie.
Yeah. So in the beginning, also, when there's still a normal shark, perhaps, we don't know yet, like the first time he attacks them, that one dude in the water just swims towards the shark. Because the shark is following the girl on the jet ski. They pass him and he just swims towards them. It's like,
yeah, the shark, if you see a shark... The shark was weirdly indiscriminate yet selective in its killing, I noticed. Like, it didn't care who you were when it was killing you, but it would also, like, swim right past people sometimes, just because.
We've got the police are useless.
Oh, yeah.
Eyebrows.
I like they try to lure the ghost shark with chum.
Ghost chum.
See, that's what they were. That's why it didn't work, because they needed ghost chum.
Yes.
Then it would have been eating that instead of the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Also, there was the trope of it being a sheriff, but yet later on he gets into a like a city police car, the sheriff's car. Also, I love the low budget trope of, like, we can't really afford a police car, so Jerry had a white sedan. So we just put some vinyl stickers on the side of it and called it a police car. Because it was just the sheriff on a white car.
And the building they were filming this police station at They kept away from the window so you couldn't read what it actually said.
Yeah. Also, another trope of low-budget movies is people mispronouncing things and you just go with it anyway. Like when she calls that there's she calls 911 and she says, we're at the Maritime Museum, and then you hear the 911 operator, the Maritime Museum? And they just keep going. And then later on, that same scene, when she gets ready to leave, she says something about, I think it's talking about Richard Mall, that they need to go have an invention with him. Not an intervention, but an invention.
Yes, we need to create something with him.
Yes, we need to go have an invention with the guy. All right. You want to do another take? Nope. Time is money. Let's go. Print it.
Yes. I'd like to go back to the bikini car wash, by the way, where I forgot that I had named this the bucket kill. I call it the bucket o' babe.
Oh, I thought you were going to call it the chick in the bucket.
That would literally be the chick in the bucket, but I'm okay, just going to call it bucket o' babe.
I'm torn.
Bucket o' babe.
Well,
it's like chicken. Maybe. It's like a bucket of chicken, but it's like a bucket of babe because the babe is in there, but it's just like really.
No. We get it. I get it. It's good.
I want to keep explaining it.
Like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I like it.
Chicken the bucket.
But chicken the bucket is, I mean.
Yeah, but chicken the bucket means something else. It doesn't mean there's a literal, well.
But in this case, it literally was.
but it means, at this point in history, it now means when a character just disappears.
Well, she didn't come back. She didn't come back afterwards.
She wasn't anybody. She wasn't anybody.
And we never mentioned her again. So,
but that only matters when it's somebody of consequence. Like if the main girl just disappeared,
I'm sorry, but without her, that car would not have been cleaned.
It's true, but also her blood got all over the car. Why though? Why does the shark just eats people, right? But he's like, it's really inefficient at it because it's sort of like, I'm just going to chomp on half of you, or I'm going to somehow chew on you and like pull you into a bucket or whatever the mayor got. Folded in half toilet. Into on the boat. Was it the toilet?
I'm
just gonna stop.
That was also fine.
That was great.
I'm gonna stop so that there's the head and a foot left, and somebody can come and find him later because he's a prankster shark.
Well, mayor in the can.
What about the one that he ate and then spit back out? The one girl in the shower.
Oh yeah, he ate her in the bath and then spit her back out, and all she had was a cut on her leg, and then she got that cool.
Yeah. What
belt
the hell
tourniquet
was
for
that?
The rest of the movie.
And I kept waiting for her to turn into a shark. Like there's something happening with her. But
now that would have been good.
Maybe that's
that would have been
sequel.
A good setup. That would have been a good setup for a sequel.
Well, maybe that is
where
a
shark?
Sequel. We'll find out soon.
Like okay,
where goes shark? She turns into a ghost shark every full moon.
With her going translucent, you're a little translucent there.
I did like the look of the shark in the water at night, though. I did think that was a really cool looking effect.
Yeah, if you just look at the fin.
Maybe that's because I just watched Ouija Shark and that was awful.
Ouija Shark, by the way, was a puppet, a hand puppet kind of thing.
Yeah,
and they basically just put it in front of the screen. Like,
I mean, yeah,
it was like that. It looked like it was running around.
The shark, the actual shark in this, they had enough budget to like, you know, comp in a translucent shark. But then you get that coupled with whenever they were showing somebody's reaction, you could tell that it was just a person off frame with a bounce board bouncing light off of them. Because it was just a mirror. They're just shining the light on the mirror and shining it on the actor.
I mean,
they did say they designed it after Bruce.
Well, sure.
That's where they were going.
They also need to know this is a sci-fi movie and they make like 100 shark movies a year. So I guess they can have you know, decent looking sharks in the end.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't good either.
Oh, another trope that they put in this movie, I guess just because they had to tick the boxes, is two of the characters fighting for a reason. I don't know, like the one dude showed up at the Maritime Academy and he's dumb because he pulls out a pack of cigarettes, right? Leading up to this. Yeah. And she's like, I thought you quit. I did. But, you know, so there's
a trope. Need to start a fire somehow.
But he put the cigarette out. And then he walked inside and threw what we're supposed to now believe is still a lit cigarette into the trash, which starts the fire, mm-hmm. which makes everything go off. But Curly Head didn't know about any of that because he wasn't around for it. But he immediately blames him for all of the yep. sprinkler system going off and like jumps him and they just start fighting. Because my note was like, why are these two fighting?
Yep.
Because there's no way he knew any of that leading up to it because he wasn't there. So it's like either they just didn't care or we missed a scene.
He blames.
I may have fallen asleep. I don't know.
No. There was no scene. No. Yeah.
Wait, I think I'm just going to assume he hated him anyway. And that was just his reason for beating the shit out of him.
Okay. Sure. We'll go with that. But yeah.
Number 12. Final girl. No. No, it's a, you know, there's an ensemble ending, as you were.
As they swim out to sea. Because why not?
I know.
And what day was it, Monica?
Tuesday.
Was it?
I forgot. Come on out. Jaws.
It's the last words of the movie.
Jaws, oh, yes. They do the Jaws. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. What day is it? Tuesday? Ugh. I used to hate the water.
I had a giggle because I watched it on Tuesday.
Ah, and you were like, how did they know?
They're following me. But yeah, it's the last lines in Jaws. So very, very fitting, right? Very fitting. Number 13, the Savini scale of gore. It's not about the quantity of gore. It's about the quality of gore, special effects, and monsters. So how many translucent sharks?
I'm giving it. I mean, it's a Syfy movie, so they had like $50 to do it. And 90% of the blood was CG and looked terrible. I'm gonna give it a one. I didn't like it. Like even on the scale of low budget. All right, two. I'll give it a two. I've seen worse, but not many.
You haven't seen Ouija Shark yet.
That's such an interesting prospect too, considering like.
I was gonna give it a three.
Look, we have our quality quantity of gore. For movies that do not contain gore, we have the Hitchcockian scale of suspense.
Yes.
I feel like we need another scale for sci-fi movies, the sci-fi scale.
Or like the low budget.
Yes, where they clearly don't have a budget, so we go with intent.
But if you go back, hold on though. Wait a minute. Just let's back the truck up here for a second, okay? If you go back and listen to our episode on Thanksgiving, which I'm pretty sure the four of us can agree is the worst thing we've watched for this show
so far.
thanks, Ray. I always bring it up.
But Thanksgiving, which had no budget. We all said, well, you know, they tried and they did a few things fairly well. And like, obviously it wasn't meant to be a high art of any kind, like, and they knew what they were doing, but they put some effort into that. The reason I'm going with it too, is that I feel like there was a little effort put into some of the stuff. Like some of the special effects were just like, oh, we're just going to have somebody cut in half. All right. Just have them wear a green shirt and we'll comp them out. And like, that's mm-hmm. it. And yeah. CG some blood on the ground. Yeah. And like, you could at least put something else, like, you can do better than what they did here.
So, and so, like, there's the other thing. The other difference is that this is a Syfy movie where it is always going to be low budget, but mm-hmm. they have enough money. So then, you know, they do have some money to do something. Not as much as like a big budget movie, but then like Thanksgiving, I feel like we gave it a little bit more because it was just some dude's student put together film. And they, you know, they literally didn't have anything compared to this movie, which.
Yeah. And there was effort put in there. I feel like that's my problem here is I feel like there was too much of the, we'll do it in post. And then when they got to that point, they're like, well, we've got an hour and a half to finish editing this. So I don't know, spray some blood around, call it good. Let's go.
Don't you mean we'll do it in ghost?
Because it's also, once again, it's like the machine, like, churning out these movies.
Yeah.
And but there are a different problem in itself.
But, like, they did the, like, slip and sliding. They did the dude drinking water, splitting him in half. And the dude in the swimming pool whose head just falls down on the other thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when they're playing chicken.
No, it wasn't even playing chicken. The guy started a fight with another person at the party for whatever reason. Some rando with a Boston accent at the party. The one guy in a polo shirt starts a fight with the tattooed guy. And then the tattooed guy goes to jump off the diving board and gets eaten by the shark. And his head just falls.
Oh, yeah.
There was a chicken fight.
I was still paying attention at that point in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a chicken fight.
Okay. I didn't know if I was thinking of Ouija Shark, but there wasn't enough people in that movie for a chicken fight.
There was no.
Yeah. That was just like five girls and two guys.
And nice boobs. What?
And a pizza place.
I'm going to give this a 3 now that I've thought about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give it a 4. And I will even it out at 3. Once again, the dude splitting in half is amazing.
You keep saying that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Yes, it does.
So, that'll wrap up the 13 for this episode. Do we have a body count? Do we count halves? Or...
A lot.
Yeah, there's a lot because it killed everybody at the car wash.
Yeah, and that's hard to count how many girls were washing that car.
So at least 4, that much I remember seeing.
Oh, so we'll say a bunch of people and a half.
Yes.
Quite a few halves.
Yeah. Fun facts? No.
Fun fact is that somehow there's a sequel.
There's also a sequel to Ouija Shark.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's also sequels to Thanksgiving.
Which we need to watch.
No. Oh, God, no, not this year.
It's We're full scared. Puppetry.
I can't. We have to squeeze in, I don't know, some other stuff. There's
meow.
We can get to that at some point. I don't know how bad that is, but.
Uh-huh.
Probably pretty bad. I'll cut this out. Don't worry, it'll be a surprise.
I'm starting to wonder.
And now we'll play What the Hell Was That? It's where we play a clip from our next movie provided by our clip curator, Dreadly. Play the clip, Dreadly.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, I know you.
Yeah, Intro to Human Portrait. Last semester, I had the pleasure of sketching your genitals every Tuesday and Thursday.
Nice. You're welcome.
Can you guess that movie? Give it a try on Twitter. And don't forget to tag the show. And if no one guesses it, we'll still post our gift clues. So be sure to follow us at Gore Podcast.
I think you mean X.
I'm never saying that. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say Twitter and tweeting until my dying breath. Sorry, let me go on a rant, okay? Imagine if Google decided to change its name to a stupid letter like, I don't know, Q. We're going to call ourselves Q. They created a site that is now a verb that we use on a regular basis. I'm going to go Google that. Can I Google that for you? Why don't you go Google yourself? You know, stuff like that. You've created part of the social construct, and now you're going to change your name to Q. That is the stupidest thing you could ever do.
Well, and that it is Elon now. Musk.
It's the stupidest thing ever. Tweeting, Twitter, it's a thing.
He can't even copyright it.
And I get trademark that Google is probably more important than Twitter is, but still, it pisses me off.
Yeah, it's incredibly dumb, but yeah.
Yeah. But I'm always going to say Twitter and tweeting, and I don't care until they change it back.
Then you'll start saying X.
No.
Oh.
It doesn't even make sense. What am I sending? Is this porn? I don't understand.
Uh-huh. It's always porn.
We didn't get any emails, so if you'd like to email the show, you can do that at gorepodcast13@gmail.com. We have a Patreon, so if you'd like to support us at Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/gore13 and get such wonderful things as spending an evening with us watching a crappy movie. We watched Legacy. That was a good one. I mean, sometimes we watch good ones, sometimes we don't. But you don't find out until you get there that night. So, you know, no refunds. We have a website created by the lovely Bumby. So check us out at gorepodcast.com. And if you'd like to support us in some non-monetary ways, feel free to leave a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice. I mean, you can leave any number of stars, but 5 is 5. I can't come up with any more jokes. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to take this now. Once again, this is our second movie for Shark Month. It's an exciting time. And I want to once again promote sharkangels.org. You can go there. You can adopt a shark and you get a cute little stuffy that looks just like the kind of shark that you've adopted. You can learn all sorts of stuff about sharks and, you know, take care of them. Because these movies are fun to watch, but, you know, sharks are important animals in our ecological structure-y thingy. And they need our support. Sharks are cool. Plus, the little stuffies are so freaking cute. They have one for the saw shark, and they have one for the great white, and they have one for the hammerhead and the something else. They have like quite a few different sharks you can adopt. So go to sharkangels.org. I'll put the link in the show notes like last time. But until next episode, Travis, where can people find you?
On any of the social platforms you want to choose, as TV's Travis or tvstravis.com.
And Faye, where can people find you?
On Twitter or X, at Chibi Faye Lynn.
And Dreadly, tell people how they can travel to the bowels of hell to find you.
Well, just head on over to thedreadzone.com for all my linkages. And where can people find you, Wicked Kitten?
You can find me on most anywhere and anything at this point, except Threads, I think, at WickedKitten13, which I did not say my name last episode, but I hope you all know who I am anyway. I was like, you can follow me. Have a good night.
Yep.
Who are you? I don't know. It's me. Yeah. At WickedKitten13. Thank you everyone for listening. And I hope we made it a little harder to fall asleep tonight. I'm a bitch like your soul's up.